Easter's ultimate mystery. Virtually all scholars agree that Jesus of Nazareth lived in the first century, preached about the kingdom of God, and was crucified. But what happened next is the most controversial issue of history. Did Jesus rise from the dead and thus authenticate his claim to being the Son of God? Or is this the stuff of legend and mythology? For Christians, everything hinges on the resurrection. And today we're going to debate whether there's sufficient evidence to back it up. Joining me is Tim Callahan, religion editor of Skeptic Magazine and author of Secret Origins of the Bible. And Dr. Gary Habermas, who's considered one of the world's leading authorities on the resurrection. He chairs the philosophy and theology department at Liberty University, has written several books on the resurrection, his most recent being The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus. Well, Tim, let me start with you. In your book, you suggest that the resurrection of Jesus isn't original at all, but it's merely a story that was recycled from earlier mythology and mystery religions. You specifically in your book mention the stories of Osiris, Adonis, and Attis. Could you explain what all this means?
Well, the resurrection is, again, there were death and resurrection stories going all the way back, as you said, to Isis and Osiris, and usually in Dionysus, in out of the Greek mythology, became he had his own separate cult, and in all of these, they die an excruciating death of some sort. Dionysus is torn to pieces and eaten by the Titans, and then they arise physically from the dead.
So you're saying that this Jesus story then is just a recapitulation of this earlier mythology?
Well, not necessarily exactly a recapitulation, but I think that basically the evidence for it is lacking.
Okay. Dr. Habermas, what's your response to that?
Let's take Adonis. Adonis is probably the ancient god for which we have the clearest data that he was raised from the dead. We have four accounts that Adonis was raised. The earliest one is the 2nd century A.D. The other ones are between the 2nd and 4th century A.D. The earliest account we have for Attis is the 3rd century A.D. And while Isis and Osiris, as a religion, was definitely pre-Christian, there is no resurrection in Isis and Osiris. Osiris in particular is not raised.
Okay, Tim, how do you respond to that?
I would point out that oftentimes the only copies of the myths we have are quite late as far as writings go, but quite often we have some evidence of the myths in the form of pictures on vases of the various mythic characters and the situations of the myths. So we can be pretty sure that they were being told orally a lot earlier.
Go ahead, Dr. Habermas.
If we're talking about stories on vases or in other reliefs, there is still no resurrection. There are no resurrected gods for which we have influence, for which we have data prior to the 2nd century.
Is this an objection, Gary, that you get a lot from scholars, that this is the origin of the resurrection of Jesus is somehow based on or influenced by these earlier mythologies?
Well, I've done a count recently of 1,200 sources on the resurrection, everything published since 1975 in German, French, and English. And I went back and I looked how many of these scholars who hold university chairs, for example, how many of them who are not Christians, who do not hold to the resurrection, how many of them would say that in any way the mystery gods are a potential inspiration for Christianity? And I can count the number of skeptics on one hand. I can count them on one hand out of 1,200 scholars. It's a real minority view.
Not entirely. I would still say that that it was a common idea of a dying and rising God was around before Jesus.
Well, that's not what Dr. Habermas said.
We would have to agree to disagree on
but
that.
One of you isn't right.
The point is, Tim, if you're gonna hold to a dying and rising God before Jesus, I want to say, where's the evidence?
Well, I would say that, first of all, that the myth of Dionysus probably does antedate Jesus. And yes, there isn't specifically resurrection, specifically, I'm seeing crucifixion, but I don't see that that's really that important a point. They all undergo a horrible, excruciating death.
You're going to have to give me a date for the earliest inscription, because Dionysus, I don't know anybody who thinks Dionysus is pre-Christian, not the resurrection portion.
Okay, well, all I can tell you is that the myth is that he is torn apart by the Titans, eaten, and he is raised from the dead.
What is the date?
I don't know the date of the, as I said, of the original, as far as any writings we have. But I know that with the myths, the Greek myths, most of our Greek myths, we do have from later collections, except we know they are from, they were told earlier because we have the vase paintings depicting them going way back in time.
But the point, the question is there a resurrection? And since we don't have any resurrection predating the 2nd century all the way to the 4th century, are the earliest ones, 2nd to 4th, we can say, well, maybe there's a resurrection there, but there's no data. There's absolutely no evidence for that position.